As Congress prepares to settle in to begin work on one of President Obama's signature core issues, health care reform, an advocacy group today said that over 4 million people in Florida now spend more than 10% of their pre-tax income on insurance. And according to that group, Families USA, over three-quarters of those people actually have health insurance. Ron Pollock is the executive director of that group.
As our findings make clear, high health care costs are not just a problem of the insured. More and more families with insurance are affected by rising health care costs, and for many, the burden of these costs is becoming too great to bear. Florida and Georgia families are hit hard in the wallets because of skyrocketing health costs. As a result, Floridians and Georgians are spending much larger portions of their family incomes on health care costs, and health care is becoming less and less affordable.
Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor says the report highlights the exorbitant costs on families who actually have health insurance.
This is a trend that we simply cannot ignore. It is a real middle class cost crunch. These are working families. These families are being squeezed to the breaking point. The escalation in premiums is simply too much for families to bear. And this was true even before the economic crisis. But now that families are, the parents are having their hours cut back and wages are not rising, the health care costs are devouring a larger portion of family income.
Like the head of her party, Barack Obama, Congresswoman Castor says the economy will not be able to completely be turned around without revamping the health care system.
The Congress will adopt health care reform this year, and this report confirms how vital it is for families, because if we do not act, the squeeze and the growing cost burden on families simply will continue to escalate.
As an example of what escalating health care costs are doing to families in Florida, Jerry Burns from Apopka joined in on the call. She said she and her husband run a small business that currently employs just two people.
We pay $700 a month, and we are with Humana, and we have a $7,000 deductible per person per year. That deductible does not cover lots of things, mental health, dental, eyes, and several other things, prescriptions. I have no prescription coverage at all. I meet that deductible every year because I do have cancer. And my husband met that last year, and my daughter comes close.
Burns said that combining her health care costs, including paying out of pocket for vision and mental health care and prescription drugs, has been tremendous.
I think it was, $27,300 out of my pocket in 2009, and then $27,000, just about the same thing in 2008 tax returns, which is the year 2008 and 2007. It is just extremely high, and every year the premium goes up a huge percentage, 20-30%.